Okay, we have a lot to cover again tonight. And this is our week seven, our final class. Putting it all together, we're calling it on the building your spiritual marketing practice here. And the time has really flown by, and there's been a lot of information, and we're going to piece it together from a little different perspective tonight, more on the inner game of marketing and abundance. We want to review a lot of the pieces that we covered, just obviously briefly because there's so much information we've tried to share with you over the weeks, and also add a few other points, things about what we call the law of octaves, how everything is a process and there's natural breaks or intervals in it, and just touch on things like creating a product. May want to have that as a goal. That's a good goal, to create a product at a certain point. And we'll talk about a ministry, being a holistic practitioner as a minister. We have a nonprofit religious organization, our Awakenings Institute. So that is something we actually ordain ministers. We'll touch on that as well. And if there is any general questions or anything people want to mention, you know, please chime in now and ask us. If there's anything in the past or you practiced something or something came up, please let us know.
You have to star six yourself to talk.
Mm-hmm. So this is Philip and Jane Mountrose here for week number seven, putting it all together. Any questions? So you could put your hand on your heart and just, we'll do a little miracle reframe, and remembering that anything is possible and miracles are happening now. Say that aloud. Anything is possible
and miracles are happening now.
Anything is possible,
and miracles are happening now.
A lot of gratitude, a lot of great things, because we want to bring that higher vibration into our everyday lives, bring that higher element from which we arise into our everyday, day-to-day activities, including these marketing activities. Makes everything go much better, much more splendidly. Tonight we're going to refer to our book called Manifesting Your Dreams with EFT, SK, and More. SK means spiritual kinesiology, a process we developed, some of you know. And the seven-part roadmap in that book, which is part of our coaching course as well, we're going to cover just briefly the seven parts, namely setting your course, number one, number two, opening to the soul's reality, number three, bringing the soul's reality down to earth, four, transforming interference, five, leaving the past behind, six, enlisting the full support of the universe, and seven, opening to new opportunities. Jane, did you want to add anything at this point?
Well, just that I'm sure everybody realizes that the inner work is as important as the outer work, and the keeping that high energy is a real key also, because it is the higher your energy, the more resourceful you are, and we'll be talking about this as we go along. And it also is going to draw to you from that vibration, whereas if you're, for instance, in fear, you're going to be drawing to you from that vibration, which is not what you want. And we'll be talking about ways actually to hold that kind of a state for yourself as we go along today, too. This is going to be really fun.
Mm-hmm. And the first part of the Manifesting Your Dream seven-part roadmap is setting your course. There's a little quote we have in our book from Seneca. It's not because things are difficult that we do not dare. It's because we do not dare that they are difficult. And this entails the setting your course, getting out of the crowd and taking command of your life, which, depending on where you're coming from, may sound very reasonable, and of course, to that's a strange idea, to that sounds scary, or all of the above, which is the right answer. Why is it important to get out of the crowd? Well, you have your own life purpose, this general idea of how you want to leave your mark on the world, something that only you can do with your gifts and talents and special abilities, by taking action and fulfilling those. Well, in order to start doing all that, you need to get away from just doing what everyone else does. Because even if you're developing a practice, an EFT practice, a massage practice, or a Reiki practice, which, quote, other people also do, yours will be unique because you are unique with your experiences and knowledge and gifts and the way you do it and connecting with the people with only you can. And to do it as kind of a generic rubber stamp thing, you must get out of the crowd. And that's a way of taking command of your life. And maybe it may be small things. Maybe it's just taking a course like this. Maybe it's investing in a product. Maybe it's trying something that you haven't done before. Maybe it's just following those soulful impulses that are saying, try this, do this, say this, take this action. Don't sit on the fence anymore because it's very uncomfortable on the fence. Yeah, rash.
It's also very uncomfortable to have to try to please everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've talked before about how if you have a big dream and it's a little something different, which is probably the case in with just about all of us with a holistic practice, it's different from what most people's relatives and friends are accept easily. There are going to be, for most people, a lot of people who are going to tell you you can't do what you want to do and very few who are going to tell you you can. So you need to have that inner strength. And if you, some of you may feel you have it, and some, for some of you, it may be evolving. And that's part of our evolutionary growth, is to develop that strength and to be able to stay with our purpose.
And in order to propel yourself forward out of the crowd, sometimes we call it out of the herd, but out of the mainstream, in order to help the mainstream, actually.
Right. to rise, the whole mainstream, we want to help to rise up.
Mm-hmm. You need to have those higher vibrations, those the Beach Boys, those good vibrations. And that's really an important everyday task because there's a lot of things, if you've listened to the economic news or terrorists, whatever it is, or a tragedy, personal tragedy, something you're struggling with, it's very easy to succumb if you're not careful, if you don't really have a goal that every day I'm going to have a high vibrations, I'm going to have positive energy, I'm going to be in the flow, I'm going to be enthusiastic about today and the future, I'm going to look for the positive, I'm going to overcome where I'm stuck, I'm going to honor myself and other people. So that's an important mindset, and that's part of that miracle mindset we talked in the first class as well. And removing roadblocks. And those roadblocks could be just holds on your time, entanglements of your time or people or organization or things that, gee whiz, I'm so busy, I don't have time to live my life. Or I can't live my life purpose because I'm doing a lot of other things instead. You know, it's and we are having a teleclass tomorrow. I'll mention at the end of the call, as some of you know, on the five keys to your life purpose. What's more important than your life purpose? And yet it takes a certain amount of experience and evolution and realization to realize how important it is to consciously leave your mark and do what really makes your heart sing. But we can't really think of anything more important after a certain point. So that's setting your course, getting out of the crowd, propelling yourself forward with the higher vibrations and removing any of those roadblocks. Look at your schedule. Look at your time of how you're using it. And even if it's just a little shift here and there, it can make a big difference.
And the next step, number two, is opening to the soul's reality. We've talked before, I think many times, about the soul and following the soul's guidance. And something we realized also doing healing work is that real healing is spiritual healing. And it is actually the soul's energy that heals. Even if you're doing EFT, if you focus on what your experience of your reality is like before and after the process, it's a whole different thing. And what happens when you get to that point where, whether it's with EFT or whatever modalities you use, where you're healing and the intensity of the problem has just faded away completely, it's a wonderful place where generally you or the client, if you're working with a client, is left just being in the moment and being themselves. And it's a very soulful place where then all of a sudden new guidance comes through. And for us, having that guidance, it's like having the guidance gives you your direction, roadmap. And without it, it's kind of like you don't have a rudder So you may be traveling long distances, but who knows where you're going? And the soul is the one, is the part of you. It's that heartfelt desire that helps you to determine your purpose and keep you on course. So, and on the website, I know that we provided a link to our soul-centering process that we use, version of it, and you may have something else that you use to connect with your guidance.
On our gettingthrough.org website, and there's a link in, you mean, the resource section?
Right, mm-hmm. For the one that was with this course. And mm-hmm. it's in the actually our newsletter archive on gettingthrough.org. So if it's something that interests you, that's one way. We don't claim it's the only way, but we do feel that it's really important. It will help to keep you on track and make you feel that you're part of the synchronous flow and that you're in the right place at the right time. Because everything around you is designed, if you look at it from a spiritual perspective, every day of your life is being specially designed to provide exactly what you need. You've got guidance, guides working with you, directing the way and bringing messages in and throwing up little roadblocks to help you to see what needs to be addressed.
Little red flags. Turn here, go here. No, not there. No, oh, I told you not to go there.
Yeah. So, you know, for us, it's been a miraculous thing. We started using this process ourselves around 1989, 1990 sometime. And my life has never been the same. I don't think either of ours has been the same. Along with that, in your handouts, if you printed out the handouts for today, there's a little one of the pages, the final pages on using oracles, and we've become using oracles is something that we just love to do, along with receiving our guidance, and we use them for a number of different things. One way that I use them almost every day is I get up in the morning, and usually what I'll do is I'll use my soul's guidance to help me to analyze my dreams if I've had any. And then I'll go to an oracle, which is something like a tarot deck or runes, or there are many oracle card decks, and I'll ask for confirmation of the message. And usually what happens is I receive confirmation and more. It's like it puts the cherry on the top of whatever my message has been for the morning, and I find it very profound and wonderful. And the way we use them, usually we just draw one card and go to whatever the book is related to it and read whatever the message is and look for what produces an aha. In other words, oh, that's the message for me. There may be a lot of it that isn't for you. It may just be one word or one sentence or maybe the whole thing. But I found them to be really valuable. And I also wanted you to know, this is a little trick we use too, that we mentioned here on the handout. For every class like this, before the class, I go to the oracles and I ask, what is the theme that I need to focus on for this class? And I wanted to share with you what I got for the theme today because it made so much sense to me. And I have a process. We have a whole library of oracles in our meditation area. So actually the ones that I have listed handout, we have those and a number of other ones. So we probably have 20 or 30 different oracle sets and books. We use some books too, where we find out where the message is in terms of the chapter or whatever. But I was guided this morning to one that's called the Sacred Geometry Oracle Deck, which is one of my favorite ones. And the message I got was number 14, Himalayan Passage. The title is Rebirth. And the message, which I thought was so profound for all of us, being at the end of this program and as an opportunity for you, is certain times and occurrences within each life transform that life forever. Sometimes they occur in quiet moments. Sometimes they happen as a result of challenging or traumatic events, or I would add, even marketing classes. This card explores your connections to such events and asks you to take a fresh look at how they may have influenced what is presently transpiring in your life. Then it goes on. It describes a little bit about the card, which you can't. And then says, hold a significant event or insight, past, present, or future, in your awareness. Sense where it sits in your physical body. What does it feel like in your emotional body? What information does it bring you mentally? How does it affect your spiritual learning? Know each of these insights offers guidance surrounding the lessons you have been gifted. Each provides means to a deeper understanding of events that transform your life and offer you rebirth. And reading that, it reminded me that times like this course, it provided some new information for you and possibly new directions and a new opportunity. And if you decide that it can offer you rebirth, that is something that is an opportunity for you. You can take this as, you can demarcate this as a time when you're going to set off on a whole new course and move things along, presumably with your practice in new, wonderful ways. So I thought that was a wonderful message, kind of as our in our last class. And also looking at the list of uses, if you do decide to have a monthly newsletter or already have one, occasionally we run out of topics. We can't figure out, well, what should I write about this month? But we'll just go to the oracles and ask for a topic. That works really easily. I also use it for client sessions. Beforehand, I'll often draw a card and ask what the most important thing is that the client needs to receive from the session, just to help me to kind of focus in a little bit. And what I'll do is then I'll just kind of watch where the session is going and see how that theme fits, because it can be amazing how, you know, going into that kind of synchronous flow, how everything fits together. And as I mentioned before, you can ask yourself what you need to overcome a challenge. If you just, sometimes I might feel like I can't really make that soul connection even because I'm out of sorts or whatever, and I'll draw a card and ask what I need next to go forward, and it can be very helpful. And then, as I mentioned, a lot of times the thing I use it for most is just confirmation of a message I've already received, and usually it will answer it and take it a step further, as I mentioned. So we listed the sets, the oracle sets that we use the most, and there are other ones. There are many available. I find them interesting also because they give you an opportunity to study different cultures, and well, the one I just quoted from with sacred geometry, or another one, the Mayan Oracle, is a favorite of mine. The Inner Child cards, which are at the top of the list, is one of my very favorite ones. It's a tarot deck. It doesn't actually say that on the cover of it, but I didn't really think it would be all that great a thing when I purchased it. I thought when I got it, actually, I would get it mostly for people in our classes because they sometimes are going through inner child issues. But it actually is very profound, providing kind of the archetypal messages behind fairy tales and other stories that are integral parts of our culture. So it's a really great one. And then there's like the Osho Zen, a Zen tarot deck, a crystal oracle, dolphin cards, fairies oracle, 72 names of God. That's another beautiful one.
You know, it draws from a lot of cultures and a lot of information that's integrated in a left and right brain way that can really open up your perspectives to things that are unconscious or you hadn't gathered yet.
Right, yeah. So that just is another way to bring perspective to things and open to the synchronous flow of what Spirit is wanting you to know. This is a great way. I don't know if anyone would like to comment who uses oracles or has any questions about them or or about the connecting with the soul, I'd love to hear.
Yeah, the soul centering or anything we've covered so far, this is a good opportunity. One of the last times in the course where you could get a question or comment and appreciate it.
Hi, this is Sally.
Hi, Sally.
Hi, Jean. I'm so excited. Your rebirth oracle card this morning is so appropriate for me. I mentioned earlier today I was out mowing on my lawnmower, and what came to me
right.
was, I'm just so excited. What came to me was menopausal women giving birth. You know, I'm at that age where, you know, I'm starting menopause, and yet I feel like I'm being reborn.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then I was working on my benefit statement, and just roughly I was saying to help women who have lost themselves in a relationship rebirth their authentic self.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, a couple different times today that the word rebirth has come to me, and it's just so exciting to hear that that's
mm-hmm.
the card you drew for the class tonight.
Yeah.
If something's not working in your life, it may be just something is dying and something new is emerging and going to be given birth.
Right.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. Thanks for sharing
that.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're welcome.
And that's how so often the oracles work. They make connections with things that provides more depth to our awareness. And, of course, the images are beautiful, too. Which we couldn't share the image with this one, but actually the sacred geometry cards do have beautiful images, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going on to the third part of the seven-part roadmap from our Manifesting Your Dreams with EFT, SK, and More book, and there's a lot more information in that if you want to go further, too. And the third part, after setting your course and opening to the soul, is goal setting, and we've touched on that. I want to add about five quick points on goal setting, something that you're all familiar with, and yet a lot of times there's resistance to this subject, even though it's so important. That's why we and so many people stress it. And as we mentioned earlier in the course, we've written our goals from about 10 years ago, and they were almost all fulfilled, and have reset them and continue to fulfill these goals, a lot of them beyond our expectations, too.
It's been actually, Philip, almost 20 years.
No, it was 20 years.
Yeah, I think we first did it in 1989.
Time-wise. It's a long time. Yeah, so and I know many of you know how effective it is. So a couple quick points. We've talked about those four freedoms. The freedoms of your emotion, the freedoms of time, the freedom of abundance, and the freedom of geography. Well, those goals you're setting are going to help you have more emotional freedom, more freedom to connect with your soul and feel comfortable with your emotions and be in high vibration. Your goals are going to help you manage your time so you're not a slave of time and too busy like so many times people get.
Can I make a note on the emotional freedom? It also has to do with us. We viewed it in relation to how we wanted to live in terms of employment. And for marketing, of course, that's another factor. Like, emotionally, how do you want to feel about your time, for instance?
Mm-hmm.
How many days a week do you want to work? How many hours a day do you want to devote to your practice? How many days or hours maybe do you want to devote to spiritual pursuits and things you want to learn, maybe days for recreation.
Mm-hmm. So all of that, if you wanted to have it happen, this is one of the best tools and leverage that you have is simply to write out goals. What is it you want? It's hard to get something you don't know what you want much, or you haven't articulated it or really thought about it, to put it in writing.
Mm-hmm. The four freedoms also, you can struggle and create your practice, and you can create it in a joyful way where your goal is to create a lot of freedom for yourself. That's why I think the four freedoms are really beneficial, to focus on those areas. Like, where do you want to be? Are you where you want to live, or would you like to be somewhere else?
That's the freedom of geography.
Right.
The freedom of abundance. Do you have the resources you need? And that may be money, and it may be other things. Just other resources and people and things to create the life you want.
Right.
So
we don't focus a lot on the idea of accumulating wealth our focus is on the flow of resources and having a wonderful flow of resources to us so that we can accomplish all of our goals and live in a joyful way.
Because a lot of times the resources will come to you in ways that may be different than strictly a monetary number coming to you. So if you're more open to it, and that doesn't mean that you may want to be open to a lot too, and prosperity, and all of that's good. But we're just saying don't limit yourself. So in the 3D way of the normal thing program we get is very limiting and very defined. And that's the whole thing about this course and the spiritual holistic marketing, where we want to transcend that older limiting model, 3D model. Okay, so the four goals will help you with the four freedoms. It's really a way of bringing spirit into form. We're all spiritual beings. How do we manifest it? How do we articulate it? The goals will help you. And again, you want to have those goals connected with your soul, connected with your heartfelt joy, so there's a direct correlation, not a should be, I should be doing this, I need to be doing this. What is it you really want to do? Creating your business and your life and your lifestyle, what do you want it to be? And the sky is the limit, right? And you can start off with that magic of thinking big, as that classic book once said, but also you can start very small, maybe both, have some very small realizable goals. And maybe it is the benefit statement. I'm just going to work on my benefit statement. That may be a small goal, may be a big goal, just something I want to say to people that I feel comfortable with. I help people. We talked about relieving stress. I help people who are professionals relieve stress. Have some very powerful tools that make it easy. Just something where, like, oh, yeah, that's kind of what I want to do, and then you can expand to other specialties as well as we've talked about. And two more quick points on goals. Ground rules, I want to refer to them. They're so powerful. They're on page 47 in our Manifesting Your Dreams book. If you have these templates for your goals, then you know the context is always there. And to remind you, the context might be I'm synchronously in the right place at the right time. So every goal that you have for your business or whatever part of your life, you have that template that you're synchronously in the right place at the right time. That's a wonderful template.
It's kind of like what is your general reality like? You know, in my reality, people are friendly and helpful.
Mm-hmm. And I create goals in a reality where people are friendly and helpful. And goal templates for quantity and time, that's a big one about goals. So if it's a time frame, when is your goal going to arrive? Well, it's going to arrive maybe at a particular time or sooner or in the perfect time for my growth. How much and how much money, how much business, how much whatever, if it's the quantity, well, it's going to be this quantity or more or just the perfect amount and the perfect time. So you're not locked into something, although you may want to have references as well.
Right.
The ground rules can be very helpful to clarify those templates. And final quick point on goal setting, if you're not clear, ask for clarity. Ask yourself, ask your soul, ask your helpers, ask the universe, ask your friends and supporters. Gee whiz, I know I kind of want to do this, and I want to have this, but I'm not quite sure exactly what it is. Well, it helps.
I was just talking actually a couple of days ago with one of the people from class, and we were talking about the next step and talking about asking for clarity as a goal. You could say it's a sub-goal. And I think that probably most people who set out to do something independently, they never get past the point of seeking clarity. They become confused about how to do it, and then they just never overcome that kind of that first little mountain or hill. And if you ask the universe to help you to find clarity, that can be your first goal. And then pay attention. Then you have to pay attention to what your reality is showing you and what opportunities are coming up for you.
Okay, next part of the roadmap, Jane.
Number four is transforming interference, that's actually one of the first places we started, is to address all the fears and to get to the place where you feel confident and powerful and wonderful and just can let your passion go. And I'm going to group that one with leaving the past behind because they are connected. And it is ultimately mandatory that we not allow our, our past to dictate our future. And I was thinking actually last week about the future, and if you, I'm sure everybody gets into those kind of funky places sometimes, mm-hmm. just where things are not feeling good today. I'm feeling crummy today, and I have so much to do and all of those things. And if you imagine yourself in one of those places and you then project out what your future is like, the future looks pretty bad. And I was thinking, well, actually, I heard the idea once that the present is actually created by the future. So if you see yourself in this terrible place today and I'm on the edge of this cliff and you know, there's just nothing mm-hmm. there for you, then obviously the future is not a place that you even would want to go. Whereas if you start with the future being the most fabulous outcome possible for your goal of realizing your purpose, just seeing it happen with all of the potential difficulties being magically erased, that there's a direct path to it, then what is your present like? And when I thought about that last week, I thought, well, gee, you know, if my bright future is assured, then my present is pretty good because I'm halfway there or part, you know, however far I'm on my way. So I've been focusing recently on maintaining that image of that bright future,
mm-hmm.
the best possible outcome, not just for us, but for humanity. I'm sure all of us get down with the political situations, and, well, today wasn't the best day for our country financially. And yet, we still have the opportunity to envision that future being there for us. So that's one way of doing it, is, and thinking of that outcome. Again, when I was talking with one of the people from the class the other day, we were talking about, ultimately, it's life or death, and that's not in the terms of a duel or anything, but if you think of your purpose, it's the thing that makes you feel most alive. When you focus on that passion and that joy and that ability to help people, to me, just thinking about it, it makes me feel so alive. If I think of myself giving up on that dream, all of the life drains out of me. I can just feel it. And what we want to do, focusing, going back to what we were talking about with the vibrations, to maintain that sense of aliveness all the time. And this is one way to do it, is to focus on that future that's assured and remind yourself that it's there and just see it there.
You can ask yourself, what if, and that's a good question, but fill it in with your hopes and dreams, not your fears. What if all these great things happen? That's going to be a wonderful life. Or what if, oh, this happens, that happens? That's a very nightmarish scenario. So focus on your dreams and hopes, and in our holistic coaching and healing telecourse, in our life purpose, our program, in our life purpose course, we go into some very powerful processes to show you how to turn these things around and visualize and integrate them into your everyday life as well.
Just with this in mind, what I've been saying about connecting with that sense of aliveness and that bright future. Does anyone have any comments on mm-hmm. how that affects you if you focus on that versus maybe kind of the lower end of the spectrum of where you might be in looking at what you're creating? I'd really love to hear some input on that. If anybody has thoughts.
You may need to star six yourself for us to hear you.
Hi,
or any other comments, too. Yes?
Someone.
Hi, Phil.
Hello?
Jane. It's Rhonda. I just had
Rhonda.
A little interesting episode sort of relating to that type of thing, which I had a little mini email reading about when I would be moving. And I'd had mm-hmm. a reading from someone else a few weeks before that had basically said, you know, I'll be moving in November. And this other one came back, and it was like everything I asked was like the worst possible answer that I could have. And I just burst into tears. And I sort of realized afterwards that that's because it didn't fit. None of it fit my reality or what I wanted.
Right.
And I had to just keep focusing on the positive and, you know, to get where I want to go and just throw
right.
out the email reading totally.
Yeah. Yeah. We tend not to seek that kind of readings because we feel that our own guidance is a better course. And again, the oracles, if you have a set of oracles of different oracle cards, you can do your own readings. So if you have a question like that, like, you know, when am I going to move, or is the move, is everything in right order with the move, you can just go to your own resources.
Right, and I do
and
have...
the oracle you pick.
What's that?
I do have a bunch of the oracles, including a couple of the ones you mentioned.
Sometimes you have to pick a couple cards or a couple oracles to get clear, but it'll filter through your unconscious and higher conscious the answer.
Yeah.
And that is something that I'm trying to do more of myself, is to get back into hearing my own guidance. But I've been feeling unclear.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of times, from my experience, a lot of times when we've gone to people for readings, I'm not sure how accurate they have been.
Mm-hmm.
And like you were saying, also, you're creating your reality.
Yeah.
And you want to be creating from a positive place.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the source of that reading was or anything like that, but they may not have even been on the same vibration that you're on.
Yeah. They can be disempowering. You have to be careful that you don't give your power away to someone like that.
Right.
Even someone quite well-intended who may be very psychically gifted, it's just a matter of seeing how it fits for you. Because there's a lot of information out there. It's just sort of how it's filtered and how you use it, too.
Yeah, and even the same person can be good one point and not so good. And the email reading, she's
mm-hmm.
not doing the preparation that she would normally do. And my guess is she just had a really bad day, and I got the result.
You got in the middle of it.
Yeah,
right.
There's another factor.
Right.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to...
Well, if you can focus on that aliveness, and ultimately, to me, it's about the goal, the ultimate goal. All of even the purpose is a detail compared with being in the flow and being in the right, knowing that you're in the right place and that you're going in the right direction and that the universe is supporting you and watching. And that's another really fun thing to do, is ask the universe to give you a message and watch. Open your eyes and actually open all your senses to what's happening around you.
I'll definitely have to try that.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you. I'm going to mute myself.
Okay, thank you, Rhonda.
Well, shall we go to the...
Enlisting the Universe?
Enlisting the Universe, the next part of the roadmap here. And just real simply, as there's different ways to connect with the higher realms, you may have some of your own ways. In our Manifesting Your Dreams book, we have 5 different approaches. But the idea is just... knowing that we're supported not only with people and resources on the physical level, the visible level, but the invisible level as well. And if you seek it by writing or meditating or however you do it, you can actually get your inner desires connected with these higher realms so you feel a direct support. And synchronously, it can be shown to you how to do what's sometimes called cosmic ordering or a celestial communication systems or hiring the heavens, different approaches that we've described in our books that we don't have time now, but that's something well worth pursuing, that level of the abundance game, so to speak, where you know that higher beings are supporting you and want to see you succeed too, because it's a win-win.
One that actually, what I often do is I have my... if I don't have something that's organized where I know that I've done it, then I feel like maybe it didn't happen or something. So I have this little process I do, which is I tap myself on my third eye 3 times, and I say hello to my guidance, and I say, please help me with such and such. And I might say it aloud if I'm just alone, or if I'm with other people, I might just say it in my mind, and then I thank them for their support. And it can be something as simple as asking the universe to provide you with a good parking spot. Just as, I mean, that's a wonderful way to just confirm that it happens. Or asking for guidance to find a book, if you want to buy a book for someone for their birthday or whatever it is. It can be small things. It can be big things. Help you to understand the meaning of this unpleasant interaction you just had with a salesman in the store or whatever. That's just one way of doing it. There are many ways, and you can. I think it's nice to me to, again, to have a ritual is helpful because then I feel real clear about the requests that I've made.
Mm-hmm.
And then I need to make sure that I pay attention to what's happening around me so that I can determine that I'm receiving a response.
Well, show me a sign.
Yeah, show me a sign. I one time I was walking one of our dogs. This was a couple years ago, and I just said, I need to see a sign that this is real, you know, that something is really happening, or I can't remember exactly what it was. And within 10 seconds, it was so amazing, this huge peacock flew right across the road and landed next to me and stood there looking at me. And I was just flabbergasted. And birds often, I'm sure people have their own way of messages, but birds often are considered to be kind of intermediaries between heaven and earth. So if you're outside and asking for messages, watch the birds. So just that's one way, one thing.
Well, in brief, that was enlisting the full support of the universe. And so the six parts we've covered so far, setting your course, this is in manifesting your dreams, setting your course, opening to the soul's reality, bringing the soul's reality down to earth, transforming interference, leaving the past behind, enlisting the support of the universe, and the seventh one is opening new possibilities and taking action. But before we cover that last part, I just want to see if there's any comments or questions on how you enlist the support of the universe or anything else we've mentioned, because we have kind of covered a lot of territory in a brief time. So this would be a great time to make a comment or ask a question.
This is Maureen. This is a question about the link that you had for the Citibank and the products that you can market, say, on your website. And
ClickBank?
The Citibank?
ClickBank. Not Citibank. ClickBank.
Thanks.
Okay, go ahead.
and so, but what is the interpretation? Because it has like dollar sale, future, total sale, percent sale. How do you interpret that?
Well, we're going to talk about products and resources and having that. And I'll just mention it now since it's come up. ClickBank. If you don't have a product or you want to add a product. ClickBank.com has hundreds of different products and all kinds of topics, some of which you would relate to, and you'd have to kind of check out the product to see if you like it. And you can become an affiliate, in other words, sell the product through a link on your website or an email that you give to people, and they have a code so it will track back to you the sale. And when you go to ClickBank's site, they have ratings to how popular each product is in each category. So if you picked a very high-selling product, meaning a lot of people like it, of course you'd have to kind of think about your niche as well, and if you feel good about the product, of course, and you could become an affiliate, and they will give often 25 to 50% of the sale will go to you, and it's all done very automatically. They'll send you a check, and it's all registered to you without you filling out paperwork and so forth, except receiving the check. So it's actually a very easy way to have product or products on your website without having created them yourself.
Or you can create your own audios or whatever and sell them on ClickBank.
Yeah, you can do that. We've done that too.
Right. But it is, like Philip said, that's a wonderful way if you want to start producing some passive income you can offer some products on your website.
Yeah, and that's something to think about as a goal sooner or later, and it may sound very big and intimidating now, but we would have been that way 15 or 20 years ago, and we've written over a dozen books and produced over a dozen CDs and DVDs. And
we weren't writers. We never thought that we were going to be writers. It just kind of happened to us.
Yeah, it's sort of falling off a log in a way. Well, because it's part of this whole process, because as you start to discover your life purpose and emphasize and highlight your talents and things you're good at, you know a lot about that, and you might get help or in terms of how to record an audio or maybe take some, go to copyblogger.com. That was a resource about how to write some articles and pieces together into a book. It can be even a free ebook or something that leads into something else as well. But I really encourage you. It can be a simple special report. It could be 2 or 3 page article on the 10 top ways to whatever or how to, the best way to do massage in 10 minutes, you know, or whatever it is, your article, and just let it come to you. You can get support from your oracles or your guidance, get those articles, and when you look for it, come to you synchronously. So I hope that answers your question.
Sure, and I have some additional questions, but I don't want to derail the focus of where you're heading, so I'll hold them till you get to this topic. Thank you.
Well, while we're on this topic, why don't you answer now? Because I think we're covering the topic now. We're not going to return to it. So why don't you, if it's related?
So if there are a number of books that you think would be valuable that align with what you're trying to do on your website and you'd like to market those books, how do you go about becoming a seller for a particular book?
Any books you sell that sell at Amazon, again, if you have a link, they'll pay you a smaller percentage of a book that gets a lead from your website to that book at Amazon, if that's answering kind of question.
Oh, okay.
Some people.
That's not a lot. It's not a lot of money.
It's a very small amount.
Yeah, but if you do want to have a recommended reading list, you can link your books over to Amazon, and maybe it'll be something, you know, maybe go out to lunch or something, nice dinner.
And for our materials, some people we know sell our materials, and we offer them, I think, a 40% discount or something if they want to get a few of our, 5 or more of our materials. So, and there may be people you know that you can approach and say, I'd like to sell your materials. That's another option.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah. So that's recommended as a goal, to have some more income so you're not limited to just one service or one way of getting income, and it's a way of transcending time for dollars too.
Right. That was an important thing to us. We didn't know how it would happen exactly, but we knew we didn't want to trade our full-time jobs. And Philip was a teacher and I was an architect for, again, working 40 or 60 hours a week for ourselves. We wanted to have some free time and travel and enjoy life and reflect. Having passive income is really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, another thing about having clients is, and people you're helping, whatever your specialty is if you have a variety of ways that you can help them, then you can reach more people. Because there may be some people who would like to listen to audios in their cars, and some people like individual sessions, and some prefer group classes. So if you have a variety of offerings, you'll reach more.
And just develop this over time. You just add a little thing here and one thing there, and then time you have quite, as we said, we have many things we produced over the years.
Right. And let the universe help to clarify mm-hmm. the next step. Well, you were going to talk about that, too, about taking action, right?
Taking action, the seventh part of the roadmap on manifesting your dream, so important. In our course here, the Holistic Marketing Building Your Practice course that you've taken, we've gone through quite a few pieces of the puzzle here. And in the handout, Your Marketing Roadmap, consider maybe three goals, maybe three of those areas. And there's, let's see how many we have. We have 13 written on the handout, maybe three of them are where you're going to start, and maybe a short-term and a long-term, short-term, medium-term, long-term on those goals, and just touching on the different areas of the course is life purpose. Number one, that's your overarching purpose. It's a very broad idea, and many things fit into it. And your mission statement may translate it as well. And the second one is your beliefs. What are the beliefs that are really working for you? Which ones need cleaning up? And this fluctuates, as you know, as things happen in your life. Three, what is your specialty, the niche we talked about? And you may have more than one niche. These are all things that you might want to start focusing on, and I know some of you have already done a lot in many of these areas as well. Four, your benefit statement. What are you going to say to someone in a natural way when they ask you what you do? How can you doing benefit other people? And that should be something that's very clear in your mind so it can just naturally be expressed at the right time. And five, referrals. Think about ways of getting referrals. And we talked about different ways of networking and so forth. And that can be very natural. In fact, it really should be natural. It's not something that you need to struggle with. And introductory sessions, number six. Maybe you want to do introductory sessions. We gave you a format for that and then a way to follow up if you want to go further into that. And you may want to have a free session with us as well to help on your practice if you haven't already. Testimonials. Start looking for testimonials. You have a goal of getting one testimonial this week or this month. And that'll make you feel good about how people have helped you and you're helping people just to see that and putting that in the right place on your brochure or your website. Right. Number eight, write some copy for your offering. We talked about the headline, the subheadline, the client challenges, your solution, why they haven't succeeded before, a call to action template or guidelines for you. A goal maybe of speaking. Are you going to give an introductory class sometimes? Be thinking about that as a possibility. Again, these are a lot of things. I'm just touching on a real fast review. Pick out a couple of them. Don't let them say, wow, there's so many things, I can't do all of this. Of course you can, but over time you can. Someone may need the star six there. We may have someone who talked who didn't star six themselves out because there's a background noise.
Yeah, we heard it was a dog barking, right?
Okay, unless star dog barking.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, thank you, star sixer. And your website, where are you on the website? A lot of people want to do it. There's going to be several steps. And you may want to start taking that website creation steps we had in the handout and for your next step. E-newsletters is great for building relationships and expressing yourself and building your business. And product creation, which we touched on a few minutes ago. And where are your goals? What is the overarching goal? You might want to write an overview and then make a list. This is something we encourage. Of what could you do in the next week and the next month? What are maybe three things you could do to get some results right away?
Yeah, what would produce the greatest results for the least effort so you could really start feeling like you're making progress?
Mm-hmm. And you'll know what that is. So it may be setting up a talk or having a subject for a talk. And, wow, I have a talk now. Wow, I know I can do this talk, and I just need to find a place to do it. Wow, I can probably find a place in a week or two. Wow, that happened. Maybe any of those possibilities, or just start writing some copy. And once you start writing ideas of what your offerings are, you can use that many times over in different variations for long-term large results. And get you clear on what you're doing.
In terms of taking action, for instance, from this course, the sooner you do something, like if you take this marketing roadmap and maybe write down your thoughts and come up with a list of the three things that would produce the greatest results in the least amount of time to get you started, the sooner you do that, the more likely that you're going to take appropriate action and actually do something. The longer you put it off, the less likely it is that you're going to actually do something. So I would recommend, if you have time, even this evening, I know Eastern time, it's getting later already, but as soon as you can, to actually start making note of those things and doing something that starts bringing it into your reality. And I realize a lot of you probably have been doing that all along, but just that's just so important not to put it off. Even if you don't have a lot of time, if you can just start putting a little time into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, put you in a different trajectory
right,
for your life.
Right,
and
that's what happens is you, if you see your path, you know, going whichever direction it is, if you change the direction just a little bit. You know, I remember when we started thinking, well, we'd really like to travel more. Well, if you go out and get travel brochures, that's going to start changing things. And if you can't go for a long trip, go for a weekend. That's the kind of thing that I'm talking about, because it changes your direction and it will build momentum.
And that takes us into the sub-related topic in this taking action, putting the new opportunities section here of the roadmap about, Jane, about the octaves and intervals, which
right.
you touched on.
Yeah, and this is something that we learned years and years ago in the 70s, actually, when we were in a spiritual group. It's an idea that everything, every process is called an octave, and it's like a musical octave, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. And within each musical octave, there are times of progress and then times of rest, or when the flow is broken. And the way that it goes in the musical, it would be do, re, mi, and then there's what is called an interval. In other words, if you start something new, it'll go along really well for a short period of time, and then you'll run into something. It may be that you're distracted. It may be that something goes wrong. Who knows? I know someone was telling me recently that they had a goal, and they were working with a couple other people on this goal, and then one of them went on vacation, and after the vacation, and that would be the interval. One of them went on vacation, so they stopped doing what they were doing together. And when she came back, she never called them. And this, the woman actually who was talking to us said, well, and I'm not going to call her. So that would probably mean, from what I can tell, that was the end of the octave. In other words, they just barely got it off the ground. And the first time something distracted them, they quit. Rather than, actually, if you want to be proactive in a situation like that, I would say, well, she went on vacation, and I guess they forgot kind of about it, but I'm going to go back, and now we're going to see if they'll get started again. That would be proactive, and then you go, so you have do, re, mi, then you go fa, do, re, mi, fa, do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do, or si, do, they call it, and then there's, right at the end, there's another interval, too. So it goes after the first interval, which is just after the initial enthusiasm wanes, you might say. Then there's this long period when things go smoothly. And then right towards the end, there's another interval, and it's very hard to finish something well. Or maybe people have the experience of having a lot of things that are almost done, but not quite.
Or you think they're done, but they're not really.
Right. Yeah, and the thing about that is, for the next stage of the process, the way you finish the one before is going to determine how the next one starts. So you have to make that extra effort to finish that one well to get off on a positive start for the following process. And it's really important because, from our observation, what most often happens with the majority of people is they'll start something with enthusiasm, and the first interval they'll lose their enthusiasm, and just that's the end of it. And another simple example is if you go to a bookstore and you find a book and you think, wow, this is the greatest book, I can't wait to get it home, and you take it home and put it on your bookshelf, that's the first interval. Reading it, then the next part of the process would be reading it. That is where a certain amount of effort is required to actually pick it up and read it. So there is, between that part with the initial enthusiasm, when that breaks, then coming back to it usually requires some kind of effort. And it may be when you meet resistance, maybe you just need to take some time off, or maybe you need to change direction a little bit. You kind of have to, that's a good time to consult your oracles and your guidance. Kind of just have to get a feel for what the next thing is. I know with us, sometimes we're busy with a project or something, and it just gets to the point where we can't go any further with it, and we say, well, let's take a week or two off of that and do something else. And then you come back to it refreshed.
Yeah.
Again.
Or even a day off.
Yeah, it depends. There are long octaves, like a career, a 20-year career is an octave. Or it can be something as quick as making breakfast. So.
Or this class, we may be approaching the CEDO part of the class.
Yeah, actually, I think it may have been that week off.
Yeah, the
you know,
CEDO
we had the week
the
off, and
course,
then and then making it to the final class is like the final completion where you want to finish it well. And then, see, then you're it's the jumping off point that I was talking about where you want to then, as soon as possible, have it go somewhere else, take it to its next step. So any are there any thoughts on that? Anyone have any comments?
On octaves and intervals
on
or
octaves
taking
and
action?
Intervals, yeah.
Fix yourself so we can hear you.
Well, if not, we can continue. The next thing, did you have any other thoughts on that, Philip?
No.
Then I just wanted to very briefly talk about being a minister.
Minister of Holistic Healing in our case.
Right. We've been practicing as ministers since 1996. And it was a very surprising thing to me what happened. We did it mostly for liability because we do Reiki and energy work, all kinds of different things, and touching can be an issue, and different methodologies can be an issue. So we thought, well, if we're on the church side of church and state, then if we're practicing our religious beliefs, then we're supported, which is really what we're doing. So it is a fitting place for us. But what happened was that surprised me was, for me personally, it finally made me feel like I had a place where I belonged because I knew I didn't fit. There were so many parts of society where I didn't fit, and this was a place where it actually was right for me. And it does, again, it does provide that protection and also a supportive community. So I wanted to let you know that that's an opportunity that we have available also among the many that we have. We started actually our own. We've been operating as Awakenings Institute for many years. We actually incorporated it about 4 or 5 years ago, and we've gone through all of the processes with the federal government and everything to make it a legal nonprofit organization.
You could call us or email us at call us at 805-931-0129 if you'd like to talk about that or anything.
Right, yeah. And it feels good to me because for us, we're just 100% dedicated to what we're doing. And I think the image that we saw many years ago is that if we could help some people with our goal of creating a world where unconditional love is the guiding force, if we could help a few people to move in that direction, they could help a few people, and those people helped a few people, we could really have an impact. And one way to look at it is, if you help even one person to come to a more positive place, you're doubling your impact. If you can help 10 or 20 or 50, just imagine how much you're helping the world.
The ripple effect.
Right, right. So again, I just highly recommend that if that's something that resonates with you, that you pursue it, because it has made a huge difference to me. I think that it made everything easier because I felt like I had a place where I belonged. So I felt supported in my work, I think, it's an unexplainable way, but I just felt it's something that I felt, and it, I think that actually, that was 1996, and that was around the time we started writing books. Things were really started moving for us.
an energetic shift, and it's a sense of your identity being fortified in a place for your identity to really blossom.
And awakenings, the way that we look at it is a true collaboration. It's completely horizontal. It's not a top and a bottom or anything. Everybody equal, and we have some wonderful people.
It's collaborative.
Who have joined us, yes. So that's it on being a minister.
Okay. Well, before we have a couple final comments here, I just wanted to let you know again that we have a certification healing and coaching telecourse coming up soon in October, which some of you have enrolled and some of you might be interested in. It's a very profound combination of both coaching and healing. We found them in essential complementary ingredients after teaching the live courses, these kind of live courses for 14 years, and developing very powerful techniques and gathering them. It's a fun course. It's very transformational. It will really accelerate your spiritual journey, give you a lot of hands-on tools you can use for a lifetime if you're interested. And you can also discount your tuition for this course, the marketing course, from the certification coaching and healing telecourse program. It'll be by telecourse, two teleclasses, a teleclass and a telelab for practice. Jane, did you want to mention anything about that?
Just that for us, I think it's been the most fulfilling thing that we've done because it has allowed us to get to know people and actually to observe people making real transformational changes in their lives. We've really enjoyed having opportunities to get to know the people in this course, and we'll actually miss you and hope that we'll meet again in some ways and have opportunities to communicate. It's just been for us kind of like the optimum experience. Just appreciate it so much, and we've grown. Of course, as a teacher, you grow along with the people that you're serving. So it's a fabulous experience for us, and that's what people generally say about it too. That it's transformational. So it's not just professional development. It really is also very personally transformational. Like I said.
If you go to our website at the holistic coaching link, the Why Hypnosis link on our website, you'll see many wonderful testimonials and wonderful people we've taught, and some of them are our friends. Some of them are on this call, too. And we do integrate this marketing material into the course, too. Tomorrow, as some of you know, we're going to give a free teleclass on the 5 keys to your life purpose. I think you'll find it a very interesting teleclass. Informational and interesting enough, 150 people, by the way, have already registered for this class, which is another marketing tip for giving teleclasses and getting a email list so people know about it.
It seems like people are really gravitating toward that type of an experience because they can participate in things that they might not be able to find in their local areas, and they don't have to travel and. Yes, among other things. If that interests you, teaching teleclasses is really a wonderful thing to do.
And for tomorrow night's teleclass, we're going to record it. So if you enroll, you'll get an audio link about it. And at the end of it, we're going to give a special offer, the best price ever for our telecourse, to the Holistic Coaching and Healing Telecourse. So you might want to look at that, and plus the discount, as I said, you could also have for this course. You'd probably need to call us so we could kind of give you.
Yeah, we'd have to discount it
over the phone. Yeah. It can't quite do that online because you get special discounts for all the things you've taken. Anyways, that's something to consider, and it's an opportunity you might want to look at more. Anything else, Jane, we wanted to mention regarding any of that?
The telecourse?
The telecourse or the teleclass or anything?
We also really appreciate referrals. If you're not interested in yourself, but you know someone else who might be, they might enjoy the teleclass tomorrow night and may be able to benefit from some of our offerings. Again, we do really appreciate it.
And just give them our website where they can sign up, or if you've gotten an email on it already, if you're signed up, just forward that to them. And so this takes us to the final comments of the Building Your Holistic Spiritual Practice telecourse here, seven-part telecourse. So we'd really love to hear a couple comments from some of you, something that you enjoyed about tonight, something that you can use about tonight or the course in general. So if you can star six yourself, we could hear a couple final comments.
Someone, Jane?
Yes.
This is Mary Lou. I was actually going to comment.
Hi, Mary Lou.
I was going to comment earlier when you were talking about the oracles and the one that you had looked at this morning. And,
the sacred geometry?
Well, not so much the reading from, the message from it.
Oh, yeah.
But,
mm-hmm.
I was just relating that to being in this course and where it's leading me to the next course and beyond and whatever. So that was, you know, I'm coming down to birth canal. Put it that way.
Getting born or
ready
reborn.
Ready to be reborn. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's great. Wonderful. Good to hear it.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mary Lou. Someone else share? I'm a little sad that we're almost at the end here. Yes, who is this?
This is Jarris.
Hello.
Hi, Jarris.
Hi. I was going to ask if anyone on the call tonight is thinking of taking the course, but it sounds like Mary Lou is. And I just want
the coaching and healing
holistic
course.
The holistic healing course.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that it, for me personally, it has changed my life. And earlier in the call, when you were talking about soul centering. And when you were talking about thinking of things coming from a more positive aspect, and when you're thinking about your future being brighter and how can you look at life coming from those ways, I mean, there are so many little things that you will learn in this class. And then,
and Jarris, I just want to note that Jarris has actually taken the full course already. She's speaking from that vantage point. Go ahead, Jarris.
I just wanted to say that whether you are looking at it to use it as a professional or not, it will just be such a huge benefit for you in your own life. It will open up. You just have no idea what it will do to your perspective and the way that you will live your own life and look at everything. I use it all the time and with my friends, and I am more excited about everything. And when you talk about, you know, driving and wondering why someone cut you off, or if you know, everyone else gets asked to be helped at the butcher counter and they don't see that you're standing right in front of them, and, you know, things just don't bother you because you start wondering, okay, what is this about? You know, you don't take things personally. There are so many things that will change in your life, and you'll see, you'll be living from a whole different way, and it's just a gas. So I highly recommend it.
Thanks, Jarris.
Thanks.
We enjoyed having Jarris in our courses.
Yeah. I talked with Jarris somewhat recently. Some marketing opportunities just sort of appeared to her, too. Well, it's been great being with you guys and gals. And we're going to miss you just on this level, but we'll be with you in one level or another, if in spirit and maybe in person and in another class or a telecourse or whatever, or individual session or just an email or however you'd like to connect with us.
Yeah, please email us and let us know how things are going.
Love to help you and really wish you the best and really see a bright future for all of you.
Right.
The world needs what you have to offer in your unique gifts and special purpose and your life purpose and your contribution. So we encourage you all. Jane, any final comment from you?
just, again, what we're doing is so important.
Mm-hmm.
It, to me, it just seems like it's a very important time for humanity, and I think many people sense that, whether you believe in something's happening in 2012 or not, we're just getting that sense that it's a really important time, and our guidance is really propelling us forward to stay on track, and I'm sure that many of you are having that same experience, like, now this is the time. And if you have that feeling, it's important to honor it and move forward. And we wish you the very, very best, and we see it all happening.
You bet. Take care.
Good night.
We love you.